Yudal Nisan Siman Kufi Tesalachates, and we're finishing the Siman El Pesach. We're holding on the fourth cup of wine. So Birkas Hamazon, the third cup of wine, we said is for the Birkas Hamazon itself. And now we pour the fourth cup of wine. The minig is, when you pour the fourth cup of wine, is that you open the door. Why do we open up the door? It's a Zechatu, the Leil Shimurim, a night that is guarded. I think the Chassidish of Shat, they say over, I think, from the Gdushas Levi, I forgot who, is that Shimurim is also a Lashon of Metzapeh. Hashem can't wait for this night. In any case, the Pashup Shat is Leil Shimurim means it's a protective night. And therefore, we're not scared of anything. And it's Chus, the Emuna, that Mashiach is going to come. B'schus Emuna, B'schus Emuna, says the Ketzer, Mashiach is going to come. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pour his wrath on the Yavdei Kechavim. And all the enemies of the Jewish people, that's what we say, Shor Chamascha, El Agoyim v'chulei. Now, at this point, we start saying, Loi Lanu, meaning to say, we start saying, the continuing to say the Halal. Really, one should not be mafzik, other than if you want to darshan. And we go all the way to Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv, Ki Lo'ilam Chazdoi. And as the custom is in Shul, one should say, if you have three people, that means even if a person is with his wife and his children, and they reach Chinuch, should say Yehoidu, and they should answer back. One saying, two answering. Just like you do in Shul. Now, from the fourth cup, you have to drink a full revis. That means before we said that the first three cups, you could be Yotze by drinking a roiv of a revis. And when we said that that's halachically permissible, that's good, that fulfills the obligation. Here, because we're going to make a bracha achrona, so therefore we drink a full revis. And there's a ganze shaila if you have less than more than, because we learned this in Hilchos Brachas, having less than the revis for more than a kazais, you get into a substance. So you should be careful to you have at least 3.3 ounces or whatever the shiur that we mentioned, and you finish the agada. Now, after the four cups of wine, says the kitzer, you're not allowed to drink any drink other than water. There's a major debate in the Achrenim. Coffee and tea without any sugar is good. Any wine, that's for sure no good. Even smoking, which one should not do anyway. And to this, and now there's a whole problem anyway with all the different questions about chametz and tobacco and everything else. I did some research and didn't seem like it's a great thing. It's a perfect time to drop the habit, besides the Nishmat Demons Rusechem. But in any case, if a person sees now that his sleep is grabbing him, so meaning if he's able to stay up a little bit more, he should after the Agada, he should say Shem, most beautiful minik, all about the love between class and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if he's chetaftoi shena, which means that he feels like his mom is falling asleep, I saw when the Achrenim writes, I think it was a Nisim Karel, it's a thing, Chutz Hashani, he says that person should not mitzar himself, don't fight it. The resident's falling asleep, it's okay. And the minig is, because it's less shimurim, though we don't say the full Kriyat Shema, the whole Seder, rather you just say the first paragraph of Kriyat Shema, some do the first and second and third, and Birkas HaMapin, that's it, to show that it's Leil Shimurim. The Pachonim write that if a person's living in a dangerous place, he's still, you have to lock the door. There's a custom not to lock the door, but that's only in the place where it's not Shechir Chazeka. Welcome Shechir Chazeka, you don't rely on a nace. Someone that doesn't drink wine all year because it harms them, it's difficult for them. Nevertheless, a person should push himself to drink the four cups of wine. But a person, Chas V'Shem, should not put himself in danger. And even off of the Mishkav is an interesting shaila in the Achrenim. But there's definitely room for it. As I said, a person should not lose out. And you see from the Tzaddik and the Gedein that they, Shom Zamlova, Chazunei, still relied on grape juice, other than Moshe Feinstein, Tzaddik Livracha. They felt that cheshbon was that they're not going to knock themselves out and not be able to do the mitzvah halayla. But if someone can, and definitely you see from here, the Yerushalmi quotes Rabbi Bar Ilai, he drank four cups of wine and he had to basically, like a headache. It says a tie around his temples. I'm not exactly what that means, but it must be that he was in pain until Shavuos. Nevertheless, the kitzur says you're allowed to dilute in water. Today, there's a big shayla of diluting it. You have to be careful not to dilute too much because anyway, it might be diluted already. And if a person has a difficulty also, you could drink what's Chamamadina. Chamamadina is the famous story where the four cups of milk, someone came to, I think it was a Chavetz Chaim, some say it was a Puskov, I've got different stories of who it was, but either way, The guy said, "Can you drink 4 cups of milk? He doesn't have wine." And the Chafetz Chaim said that he went and he gave him not only money for the wine, but he also gave him for meat. Because if he's asking about milk, obviously he doesn't have any meat. In any case, the kitzur continues. If a person lost the afikoman, what do you do? So the real halacha is, the kitzur says, well, if you have more of these types of matzahs, what it means more types of matzahs, though, the same matzah mitzvah. So then you can eat a kazayis from them. You don't have to really give $1 million to your child that's negotiating with you, not giving you the afikoman. That's the truth. Now, if not, eat from another matzah. Now, the point is that today, all our matzahs, usually with Pesach night, we have shmura matzahs, and therefore, the halacha is even a chatchila, you could go eat from something that's not the afikoman. It could be maybe the chavius mitzvah. I was surprised no one says that. Maybe that, if someone saw that, let me know. In any case, we're up to the last halacha of this siman. Most fascinating halacha. The halacha is the following. Someone forgot to eat afikoman. Now, if he remembers before he benched, so that means he said, Havlan Levorech. He said, let's bench. Daddy, mommy, whatever, we said, let's bench. They sang Sheir HaMalos. And even if they made my mechayim, the halacha is that usually when you say, let's bench, and you really decided you're benching, and the host decided we're benching, so then that's it. You're not allowed to eat anymore. However, in this case, no. You eat the afikoman. You do not have to make a baruch samoytzi again. And even though you removed your mind from you, you said we were benching. So why should you have to make a new bracha? So the halacha is the most amazing halacha. Is because a person, Seder night, is an ataka derachmana kasam chinam. We are by the table of Hashem. We rely on the table of Hashem. So the depth of that is, if you look at our school, it explains beautifully from, I think I forgot, the Levush or someone, is that the Seder night is not based on our, really, our menu and our desires and our order of the night. Rather, we are totally based on Hashem's order. And what's amazing is, therefore, it's like a host that's hosting you. But even at a deeper level, Nesiv Hashem says that since you're by the table, the Zohar HaKadosh says you can ask whatever you want, like a child, Manishtana, a kind of Ben Shoyal. That's why there's such an amazing opportunity, Pesach night. Nevertheless, the halacha continues like this. What happens if, so first of all, you have to wash your hands. That you do have to wash your hands again, just you don't make a bracha until you die. But what happens if you didn't remember until after benching? So like this. If you remembered before you made Bar Pi Gefen on the third cup, so wash your hands, and you again don't make a bracha until you die, which actually happens to be a dispute. And then, but here you have to make a Birkas HaMaisa because you benched already. Once you bench, you always have to make a new bracha on there and the food that you eat. And you should eat a kazais, bench again, then make a bracha on the third cup, and everything's good. But the problem is, if you didn't remember until after you made Bar Pi Gefen on the third cup, so now you're stuck. Because if you're used to benching with a cup, so now you have a problem. Because if you're used to benching with a cup, you're gonna have to bench with a cup, meaning like this. Let's go the other direction. If you usually don't bench with a cup, so great. You're gonna wash your hands, eat your feet, come in, you can make breakfast and mazel no cup. And then you're just gonna have your fourth cup when you finish. But if you are careful usually to bench with a cup, now you're stuck. Because if you're going to bench with a cup, it's going to look like you're adding another cup to the full crisis. You're not allowed to do that. And therefore, says the kids, you're going to rely, you're not going to read Duffy Kerman, you're going to rely on the matzah that you ate earlier. Because anyway, the machlig is a shen, which one is the main kazais, and then for sure you ate the kazais by then, from the earlier kazaisim that you can rely on, and therefore, that's how you ate to the mitzvah. Have a beautiful Yom Tov, everyone.